中华教育系呢有一些特别的活动，以及他们年度的一个要将他们这一年所学习的呈现在我们家长以及弟兄姐妹的面前。
So today is the year-end special service that will have some special activities that will be presented this afternoon.
所以今天早上小弟要用孩子渐渐长大，心灵强健做题目，跟我们的家长们以及我们的学员们一起来勉励怎么样走在主的路上。
And so this morning we'd like to use this topic, how the child grew strong in the spirit, for mutual encouragement as to how we can guide our children to walk in the way of God.
那我们做父母的要知道怎么样来养育我们的孩子，让他们真的在神面前是一个心灵强健，而且是充满神恩典的人。
So as parents, we need to guide our children so that they may become spiritually strong and to walk in the way of God.
在圣经里面，其实它记载一个人从小到大，记载一个人出生，然后特别注意他的小孩子的成长过程，所记录的 case 并不是很多。
And the Bible rarely records the life of a person from childhood until adulthood.
但是圣经里面记载三个人，他们的出生都是按照在神的旨意底下，因着神的恩典而来到人间的。
But there are three characters in the Bible that the Bible did record how they came to the world by the grace of God.
然后他们记载他的出生都很详细。
And the Bible has very detailed records of their birth.
然后在这个很详细的记载过程当中呢，都会特别提到这个孩子渐渐长大了。
And the Bible recorded how the child grew under the grace of God.
那他在神面前渐渐长大之后，他的结果通常都是他的心灵强健，他整个心思意念都在神的事情上。
So the Bible recorded how when the child grew, they become spiritually strong and they were under the guidance of God.
最后都为神完成了非常重要的工作。
And in their lifetime, they fulfill wonderful work of God.
那他们的生命呢，真的都是完成神的旨意。
And their life is a fulfillment of God's will.
在旧约圣经里面，最显著的例子就是这个童子撒母耳。
And in the Old Testament, we can find the classic example of Samuel.
撒母耳的出生是他的妈妈非常努力的祷告的结果。
And the birth of Samuel was the result of the prayer of her mother Hannah.
那他的母亲恒切祷告，最后呢，他当然恒切祷告很久，但是后来他转变了一个祷告的心态之后，神回应了，垂听他的祷告。
And when her mother's prayer began to change, God started to listen to her prayer.
我们现在来看撒母耳记上。
Let's turn to the book of 1 Samuel.
撒母耳记上，我们请看第二章。
Chapter 2.
第二章，请看第21节。
Verse 21.
神眷顾哈拿，她就怀孕生了三个儿子两个女儿。那孩子撒母耳在神面前渐渐长大。
He says the Lord visited Hannah so that she conceived and bore three sons, two daughters. Meanwhile, the child Samuel grew before the Lord.
好，请看第26节。
Let's also read verse 26.
孩子撒母耳渐渐长大，神与人越发喜爱他。
The child Samuel grew in stature and in favor with both God and man.
那这里我们都知道撒母耳他的妈妈是哈拿，哈拿在神面前倾心吐意祷告，神垂顾了他的祷告。
So when Hannah prayed earnestly before God, God listened to her prayer.
哈拿所在的时代是以色列百姓信仰非常堕落的时代。
And the time of Hannah, this was a timeThis was a low point in the faith of the Israelites.
因为当时祭司的家庭呢，让百姓非常厌烦献祭敬拜神的事情。
And it was a time of the judges when the people they dislike offering sacrifices to God.
所以如果看第二章的第十七节呢，我们就看到当时信仰的状况。
So if we read chapter 2 verse 17, we can see the attitude of the people at the time.
如此，这两个少年人的罪在神面前甚重了，因为他们藐视了神的祭物。
And 17 says that therefore the sins of the young man were very great before the Lord, for man abhor the offering of the Lord.
那这个中文特别有一个注解，或作他们让百姓厌弃给神献祭的。
And so it says here that the man they abhor or they dislike offerings made to God.
那是因为这两个少年人是祭司以利的两个儿子，他们是恶人，不认识神的人。
The young men, they were the sons of Eli. The Bible says that they were evil.
他们虽然是做祭司，可是他们的行为却是大大的得罪神，让百姓不想来献祭的。
Even though they were priests, they were to offer sacrifices to God, but yet it says here that because of their action, the people they did not like to offer to God.
所以其实，在哈拿那个时代，他们每次到圣殿去献祭给神呢，心里都有一个负担。
So when at the time during the time of Hannah, when people offer sacrifices to God, they have a burden.
特别对哈拿来说，他的负担更重。
And this burden was especially heavy for Hannah.
因为哈拿他不能够生育，那个时候他也不知道神的旨意，他只是一直跟神求。
Because she was barren without a child, so she did not know the will of God, so she continued to pray to God.
他每一次到圣殿去献祭的时候，他都要承受他的丈夫另外一个妻子所来所给他的这个藐视跟他的刺激。
And whenever she go, she would have to endure the ridicule of her husband's other wives.
然后他还要面对看到这个祭司，这两个祭司所做的这些行为啊，如果一个敬畏神的人心里一定会觉得很难过的。
And she also had to endure the actions of these two sons of Eli as priests, so she was very discouraged.
我们都知道哈拿他很认真祷告，他在神面前是倾心吐意祷告。
You know that the Bible says that Hannah she prayed by pouring out her spirit to God.
我们不知道他这样子祷告多久。
We don't know how long she prayed.
不过圣经里面告诉我们说，他后来他的祷告方向转变了。
But later on, she changed the direction of her prayer.
我们一个人一般我们在跟神祈求的时候，我们都会很注意我们自己的需要。
When we pray, we often are mindful of our own needs.
一开始哈拿祷告应该是很注意说，神啊，你给我一个儿子，让我能够生育，我所以就不会去面对了这些人的讥笑以及轻视。
And so at first, her prayer probably was focused upon her own needs of having a child, so that she would not be ridiculed.
但是你看，后来哈拿她跟神做了一个许愿的祷告。
But later on, Hannah she made a vow to God.
她说：“主啊，你如果眷顾卑女的话，你让我视我一个儿子，我就要让他终身归给神，终身服侍神。”
And so Hannah she made a vow to God that if she receive a child, she will offer him to God all the days of his life.
那这是因为她当时候看到神国的需要。
She saw the needs of the holy temple of God.
所以你看，她现在从为了要满足她个人的需要的这个祷告里面，转换成去看到神的国度里面真的需要一个忠心服侍神的人。
Instead of focusing on her own needs, she focused upon the needs in the holy temple in the kingdom of God.
因为她对这个神的国度啊，这个祭司的国度有一个负担。
She felt a burden in the priesthood.
所以她当时候就想说，我要为神来养育一个孩子。
So she felt that she needed to have a child to serve God.
她当时候跟神求一个儿子。
She prayed for a son.
因为这个儿子他可以把他献给神，终身做拿细的人，在神的殿里来服侍神。
To be offered to God as a Nazarite to serve God all his life.
我们就看到这一个父母，这个做母亲的非常不一样。
So we see that this was a very different attitude.
他立志要为神培养一个工人。
She was determined to cultivate a worker of God.
他的这个祷告蒙神垂听了。
So her prayer was granted by God.
所以你看圣经就记载说神眷顾了哈拿。
And so the Bible here says that the Lord visited Hannah.
她这样的祷告之后，她回去就怀孕了。
And she conceived and bore a child.
然后日期满足，就生了一个儿子，叫做撒母耳。
And when the day came, she bore a child and named him Samuel.
因为撒母耳就是神听见了的意思。
And because Samuel means God listened.
神听见什么？
What did God hear?
神听见了他的祈求，听见了他在神面前立志要养育孩子来服侍神的这个心愿。
God heard her prayer and request that she was willing to offer this child to God.
那这个妈妈她真的照她向神所许的愿，在孩子能够离开母亲的时候，就把她送到会幕，在圣殿那里跟以利一起生活。
And so this mother carried out her vow, and when the child was weaned, she brought the child to Eli to serve God.
她把孩子带来归给神。
She brought the child and left it at the temple.
第二十八节，一章二十八节说：“我将这个孩子归给神，使他终身归于神。”于是他就在那里敬拜神。
Verse 28 here says that I have lent him to the Lord as long as he lives, he shall be lent to the Lord.
那这个孩子他把他献给神之后，神再赐给他另外圣经里面刚才说的有几个孩子，有三个儿子，又加两个女儿。
So after this, God gave him another three sons and two daughters.
我们就看到说，你看这个妈妈她的那个心智。神眷顾了，然后神也更加祝福他。
So here says that here we can see how God bless her even more abundantly.
那这个撒母耳他就在神面前渐渐长大了。
So the child grew before the Lord.
那他长大以后，我们都知道圣经记载神与撒母耳同在。
And God was with him.
第三章的第十九节。
In chapter 3 verse 19.
那神与他同在的就是撒母耳，他现在所讲的话都是每一句话都。都应验，没有漏不漏，没有漏空的。
God was with him so that none of his words fell to the ground.
然后最后，神立撒母耳做先知。
And God anointed him as a prophet.
所以撒母耳是神亲自立的先知。
So Samuel was a prophet anointed by God.
他后来成为复兴这个选民的国度一个非常重要的人物。
He became a very important figure in reviving the kingdom of Israel.
从撒母耳开始，接下去有他们这个。以色列国度里面的王出现了，有大卫王出现了。
And from Samuel, following Samuel, we see King David.
那我们就看到，你看从哈拿这个做母亲的这个祷告里面，我们来想想看，我们今天在座的父母亲们。
So from the prayer of Hannah, we can think about ourselves as parents.
我们是否有曾经想到要为这个教会、为神的国度来养育孩子，让他成为神的工人呢？
Have we thought about raising our children so that they may become servants of God?
我们很多人都希望说我们的孩子是当医生啊，当律师啊，当会计师，都是一些比较好的职业的人。
Many of us wanted our children to be lawyers and doctors, and they have to have good profession.
我们希望我们的孩子都受高等的教育，最好能够都能够读到博士。
We want our children to have the highest level of education.
每一个人都希望孩子是有成就的。
We want our children to be accomplished.
但是我们是否曾经想到神国的需要？我们 有没有想到我们的孩子有一天将来能够给神用，让他在神的国度里面能够成为一个重要的工人
？But we thought about the needs in the kingdom of God that they can become an important worker of God.
如果我们会有这种想法，我们这个立志的话，那我们在养育孩子的方式绝对会不一样的。
If we have this type of realization, then the way we raise our children will be very different.
因为你看，每一个孩子都要从小被培养起来，他想要做什么，通常都要从小被培养的。
And every child need to be cultivated, for what they wanted to become.
你看，如果一个人他将来万一要做医生的话，如果一个小孩子，我们培养他将来准备让他当医生呢
？If we want our children to become doctors,
通常我们都要要对他很注意，就是他的功课一定要学得不错才可以。
We would be or pay special attention to their homework, to their schoolwork.
所以我们做父母亲的，就是一定会盯着他的功课。
So we would pay a special attention to their schoolwork.
那我们会训练这个孩子能够是有那个同情心、有怜悯心的。
We would cultivate the child to have a sense of compassion.
那我们会利用各种机会让我们的孩子参加各种活动。
We would use every opportunity to allow them to be involved in different activities.
因为在这个社会，你如果要申请。成为医生这个行业，你要做很多很多的义工，从小就要开始参与这个社会服务的工作。
So to become a medical doctor, you need to be involved in various different volunteer work.
所以通常我们父母亲有这个期待，我们就会这样的付出，我们就这样投资。
So if we have this type of expectation, we need to make the same amount of investment and contribution.
当然不是每一个父母亲他这样想要这样子的时候，孩子会真的配合，有的也不一定。
But the child may not fulfill our expectation.
但是至少我们做父母的，我们已经尽到我们能够提供的。孩子他最后做一个不同的选择， 通常父母亲也会尊重。
But as parents, we can do our best, but yet the child may not follow our wishes.
但是这里看到说，因为我们有这个样的期待，所以我们有只有这个付出，我们就带领孩子往这个方向在生活。
So if we have certain expectations, we need to make certain level of investment and to change the way we live.
但是如果我们想办法把这个焦点转回来，我们是否曾经想到为神国培养一些重要的工人呢？
So if we change the focus of our mindset and think about what we need to do to cultivate our children to serve God.
我们要怎么样让我们的孩子从小真的是像圣经所说的，在神面前渐渐长大，将来能够被神所重用，然后能够得到神的同在。
How can we help our children to grow up in the Lord and to become important workers of God?
那如果我们有这个想法，那今天我们在教孩子，我们在带领他们的信仰的时候，一定会有不一样的做法。
So if we have this type of mindset, then our attitude will be very different.
因为一个人要敬畏神，一定要从小就培养起来的。
For a child to serve God, we must start to cultivate them when they were young.
一个人要在教会里面服侍神，通常他要从小就能够知道教会里面的这一些习惯，以及教会里面的这些文化，以及我们在敬拜神的时候所应该准备的态度。
In order to serve God, we need to understand the cultures and the habits in our church.
一个人的习惯如果从小养成，他基本上到老都不偏离的。
If we can develop our habit of serving God, we will not change.
你看，今天如果我们真的很在意我们的孩子将来在神的国度里面能够参与圣工
，Today, if we care about our children being involved in church work,
那么这样子，我们一定会带着我们孩子从小就参加聚会。
And we will guide them to church since when they were young.
所以当我们来聚会的时候，我们一定把我们的孩子带过来。
We will bring them to church.
我们不会把孩子留在电视机前面，让电视机来教他。
We will not leave them at home just watching TV.
不会让他们就站在电脑面前一直在玩电脑游戏。
We will not allow them countless hours to play computer or video games.
我们今天在这个时代的父母亲面对很多很多的挑战跟压力，是以前的父母所没有的。
Parents of this generation faces pressures that the earlier generations do not understand.
因为现在孩子有太多太多的引诱，太多的外来的东西，让他们整个吸引力，让他们的眼光全部都在这个物质上面的。
There are many other temptations and attractions out there that draws away their attention.
特别是这个资讯的产品，这些电脑产品，不管是 iPhone、iPad， 任何有关于可以让他们看眼花缭乱的东西，他们都很喜欢。
These media and electronic devices, they draw their attention to them.
现在的孩子已经不喜欢看书了。
Many people today they don't read books anymore.
因为看书很无聊。
Because books are boring.
看书需要动脑筋。
And to read books, we need to think.
但是看动画就很快。
But if we something that is moving on a video screen,
而且就变得非常有趣。
That becomes more interesting.
但是渐渐的，孩子他就不会去思考了。
But gradually, children they do not know how to think for themselves.
他脑筋就被这个动画设计的人牵引住，他的每一个画面。都是有目的的。
Their minds and thoughts are controlled by these media designers.
所以渐渐的，我们的孩子他就不会去思考他所看到的东西。
So gradually they don't know how to think for their own.
他对其他的事物就没有兴趣了。
They have less interest in other things.
所以我们看到今天这个社会的孩子，他们有一个很大的危机。
So we see there's a crisis that faces children growing up today.
不知道怎么跟人沟通。
They don't know how to communicate.
同辈都不知道怎么沟通了，更不用说要跟长辈沟通。
They don't know how to communicate with their peers, and not to say their parents.
因为如果跟长辈沟通，长辈通常都会跟他讲一些故事。
If they talk to their elders, they would show them some stories.
我们以前怎么样怎么样怎么样。
We would say that in the old days, we used to do this or that.
通常那个有的孩子听完之后就觉得好 boring。
And many children think these are very boring stuff.
因为他，我们在讲故事，我们所描述绝对没有像电脑卡通里面讲哦那么 exciting 这么样的刺激啊。
The stories that we tell them are not, cannot have is no match for the excitement that they gain from video games.
所以渐渐的，他们跟人就没有兴趣了。
So gradually they lose interest.
他是把所有的目标、他的兴趣都放在这些。资讯产品上面
，They focus all their effort and attention on these electronic media.
小孩子从小就看着 iPhone， 看着 iPad， 在过日子的。
And children, they grew up looking at the iPad and iPhone screens.
那现在基本上孩子他也不需要有父母在旁边陪伴他了。
And children, they have no need for parents anymore.
因为有时候父母亲讲的话，他也觉得没有意思了。
Because they tune out what their parents are saying.
他就盯着他的荧幕看就可以了。
They just focus their eyes on the computer screen.
他的荧幕里面可以有照片，可以有游戏，可以有信息，什么都有。
They can see all kinds of messages and emails and pictures and videos.
但是在这个荧幕里面，其实很难看到神的作为的。
But are they able to see the work of God through these electronic screens?
他们可能可以接受到很多很多的知识。
They may be exposed to all kinds of different knowledge.
但是他们不能够从电脑里面去看到神的恩典。
But can they see the grace of God?
那这样的环境会让我们的孩子渐渐的不是在神面前长大。他虽然长大，可是他的心灵却不会强健。
And so, if we allow our children to grow up this way, they even though they may grow, but their spirit may not be strong.
所以要改变这样一个情势，一定是要从我们的父母亲、我们的家庭做起。
So in order to change this, it must begin with our family, with our children.
今天如果我们真的有一个心智，要为我们的神、为我们的教会培养将来的工人。
Today, if we are truly determined to cultivate workers of God.
我们一定要从小让他们亲近教会，接到教会来参加聚会，不管什么样的聚会，都要把孩子带过来。
We need to allow them to come to church to attend all types of different activities.
今天我们的晚间聚会已经很少看到我们的孩子参加了。
In our evening service, we rarely see our youth.
这是我们教会非常大的危机。
And this is a crisis in our church.
这个危机其实已经在其他的教会已经出现了。
And this also can be seen in other churches.
我们在北加州东湾祈祷所，他们本来租了一个会堂在聚会。
In East Bay, they used to have they used to rent a chapel for service.
他们那个会堂，当时候他们的这些 congregation 还是不少人的。
And their congregation is a good size.
但是大概经过这几年以后，大概不到十年，他的 congregation 已经消失了，已经没有了。
But in the last 10 years, we see that the congregation gradually declined.
为什么？因为他们以前聚会的人都是一些老人而已。
And the only people showing up for service are the elderly.
没有一些孩子，没有一些青年。
The young people, the youth, they no longer.
所以不到十年，他们的这些老的过去的就没有人，所以他们的教会就把它卖掉了。
So in a span of 10 years, the congregation declined, so they sold their chapel.
那所以你看，今天这个教会里面如果没有青年孩子在参加聚会，我们就看到一个非常大的危机。
So today, if our young people, if our youth do not come to church, it will become a great danger.
十年之后，我们在教会里面晚间聚会的人数会是谁呢
？In 10 years from now, who will we see in our evening service?
如果我们参加聚会的人都是一些老弟兄、老姐妹们。
If it is only the elderly brothers and sisters coming to service,
那这样子，我们孩子跟我们的关系会有一个非常大的鸿沟。
Then there will be a great gap between us and our children.
因为他们从小就觉得说，我就从小没有参加聚会，那晚间哪有要去聚会的
？And they feel that there's no need to attend evening services.
我聚会就是安息日去一下就好了。
And we just go for the Sabbath morning service.
我有到教会去啊，我是教会信徒啊。
As long as I come to church, as long as I'm a member.
但是他不会想到说晚间的时候，我在我的生活当中，我需要把一些时间拨出来敬拜神，来这里祷告，来这里跟弟兄姐妹有互动。
And we don't feel that there's a need to spend some time of our day to come to evening service to interact and have fellowship with brothers and sisters.
那在这种情况下，我们的孩子虽然他学了很多的才艺
，So even though they may learn a great amount of talent,
可是将来等到他们长大以后，他们要承接教会的圣工的同时。他们就不觉得这个聚会有什么必要。
So when they become more involved in church holy work, they don't feel a need to attend service.
那是一个很大的危机，因为我们的孩子他可能没有办法按在原有的根基上继续的让教会成长，然后让神的名得荣耀。
And so it is a crisis that they cannot grow and glorify the name of God.
因为当我们一个人如果没有办法从小去敬畏神，然后按照神的生活。按照神的方式来生活。
If we do not live a life that of fearing God and live according to the way of God,
那我们很可能凡事就会按照这个社会的潮流来左右我们的思想。
Then we allow the trends of the world to control our actions.
那这样子，当一个人如果越有恩赐、越有才能，他越有知识，那他所带给教会的危险性越大。
So in this, so in doing so, the more knowledge we have, the more harm we've done to the church.
因为我们要了解一切都从神，我们一定要在神的这个原则上。才有办法得到神的祝福，我们的教会才真的能够发展。
Only when we do things by the will of God can the church be prosperous.
那所以今天我们要让我们的孩子在神的面前长大。
So today we need to allow our children to grow up in the Lord.
那在这个长大过程当中，他们就看到神的作为。
So in the process of growth, they can see the work of God.
他才有办法杜绝这个外界的引诱跟影响。
So they can be able to overcome the temptations and attractions of the world.
我们如果看撒母耳他长大的过程里
，If we look at how Samuel grew up,
撒母耳他从小就在那个以利面前一起服侍神的。
Samuel grew up serving alongside Eli.
但是跟撒母耳在一起的是谁呢
？But who was with him?
是这个以利的两个这个作恶的儿子们呢
？It was the two evil sons of Eli.
这两个儿子，你看他们当时候给撒母耳多少那个坏的榜样。
They gave Samuel plenty of bad examples.
就是哦，你看他是祭司，他可以为所欲为，想要什么就什么。
And being the priest, they can do whatever they want.
但是感谢神，你看撒母耳他并没有被这个以利两个儿子影响。
But we thank God that Samuel was not influenced by these two sons of Eli.
所以他不是在人面前长大的。
So he did not grow up before man.
以利也没有说把这个小撒母耳就交给他们两个儿子去当 babysitter.
And Eli did not entrust Samuel to his two sons.
他是把让撒母耳在神的面前侍奉神的。
But Samuel was taught to serve before God.
而不是跟着人去学习人的传统的。
But not to learn from the traditions of man.
所以你看撒母耳他在神面前长大，他就可以。不受这个坏朋友的影响。
So Samuel growing up in the temple, he was not influenced by the actions of Eli's sons.
我们今天我们做父母亲的，我们最怕一件事。
As parents, there is one thing that we fear the most.
因为要把孩子养大，其实不难，因为你给他东西吃，时间到了他就会长大。
It is not difficult to raise a child. Just give him food. When the time comes, they'll grow up.
你看我们在座的比较年长的弟兄姐妹都会说。被孩子追到老了。
And some of the elderly, we say that we become older as our child grow.
每一年，你看孩子一直长大，我们就知道我们一直老去了。
As our children grow up, we know that we are aging.
我们很多时候都会惊讶说：“哦，这个孩子现在已经几年级了？还记得他还是有 preschool， 现在已经八年级了。哇，你不知道已经这么多年过去了。
We're often amazed at how fast our children grow up. You know, seems like yesterday they're only in preschool and now they're in eighth grade.
但是就是说，肉体的成长是很自然的。我们只要提供给他营养，给他在每个阶段所需要的，他很自然的身体就会强健起来。
Our physical growth, it is very natural. It is very fast.
但是我们最怕孩子长大的时候，他受到不好的环境的影响，受到不好交到不好的朋友，被他们感染了，然后离开神了。
What we're afraid the most is that they make some bad friends that turn them away from God.
特别是在他们这个青少年在转变的时候，如果是在一个对神的父母对神的这些教导有意见的同时，最怕坏朋友的影响。
Especially when they're teenagers, when they are influenced by their friends and they will not listen to their parents anymore.
那我们怎么样让我们的孩子不受这个坏朋友的影响？
So how do we prevent them from the attractions of these bad friends?
我们就是要让他们在神的面前长大。
We need to allow them to grow up in the Lord.
因为在神面前长大，他才会懂得靠神。
Only then can they learn to trust in God.
他每一天就会看到神的作为。
They can see the work of God every day.
他每一天自己去经历，神就与他同在。
They can experience God every day.
其实今天我们在这个时代，我们比以前撒母耳的时代更好。
Today's generation, we can say is better than the time of Samuel.
因为今天我们有神主耶稣所应许的同住的圣灵与我们每个人同在。
Today we have the Holy Spirit that abide with us.
所以有时候圣灵会亲自引导、感动我们的孩子们。
The Holy Spirit will move us and inspire our children.
因为圣灵是最好的老师、最好的辅导者。
The Holy Spirit is the best teacher, the best counselor.
但是毕竟孩子他们还小。
But yet, children, they are still young.
他们有时候他们的所记的东西不会记得很久。
Their memory span is very short.
他们有时候很容易受其他的影响。
They are easily attracted by other things.
但这个时候，如果我们帮助他们
，But if we can help them，
让他们真的能够依靠神，然后祈求圣灵的帮助
，to rely upon God and to seek the help of Holy Spirit。
那这个圣灵呢，要亲自带领他们在神面前真的成为有神同在的小孩。
So that they may become children, being abiding, that have the abidance of Holy Spirit.
因此，我们今天要让他们在神面前长大。我们如果看到神的恩典在他们身上，他们一定会心灵越来越强壮。
So today we need to be able to see the grace of God, in them, so that they may grow and become strong.
那他们如果里面的这个心呢是强健的，那么他对外界的影响就能够拒绝。
So if their inner spirit is strong, they can be able to overcome the temptations of the outside world.
因为他知道什么是比较好的。
Because they know, they will know what is better.
他会知道在家里面有神的爱，有父母亲的爱是比外面朋友更好。
They need to realize that it's better to be in a family, to have the love of our parents, to have the love of God. That is better than the outside world.
所以要让我们的孩子真的在神面前长大，我们的父母亲占了一个非常重要的角色。
So as parents, we play a very important role.
我们把他们带到神面前来。
To bring them to God.
参加聚会。
To attend service.
参与各种圣工。
To attend various church holy work.
让他们从小就懂得服侍神。
For them to be exposed to church holy work.
让他们习惯他们的时间、他们的精力、他们的注意力都放在神的国度里。
To place their habits and their focus upon the kingdom of God.
那这样子，神的恩典更加与他们同在。
Then the grace of God will be with them.
所以我们就看到他们真的是。
The child grew, became strong in spirit, and was in the desert and until the days of his manifestation.
施洗约翰也是照神的旨意来到人间的。
John the Baptist came to the world according to the will of God.
他为耶稣基督预备道路。
He prepared the way for Jesus.
他也是渐渐长大，然后心灵强健起来。
He grew and became strong in spirit.
他住在旷野，为了要准备他将来的工作。
He lived in the desert, preparing for his upcoming work.
我们现在看路加福音第二章。
Chapter 2,
第四十节
verse 40.
孩子渐渐长大，强健起来，充满智慧，又有神的恩在他身上。
The child grew, became strong in spirit, filled with wisdom and the grace of God upon him.
这是在讲主耶稣基督。
And this was talking about the Lord Jesus.
也是一样，渐渐长大，然后他心灵强健，就是他灵性很健壮。
Jesus, he grew, became strong in spirit.
然后他充满神的智慧。
He was filled with the wisdom of God.
他的身上充满神的恩典。
And the grace of God.
这是我们每一个父母亲所共同希望的。
And so this is the hope and expectation of every parent.
二章五十二节。
Chapter 2, verse 52.
耶稣的智慧和身量，并神和人喜爱的心都一起增长。
And Jesus increased in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and man.
让我们每一个主内的家长们，我们一起来努力。
And so this is the something that we need to strive after.
让我们的孩子都能够在神面前渐渐长大起来。
To allow our children to grow up in the Lord.
带领他们来亲近神。
To draw them and to guide them.
来服侍神。
To draw close to God to serve Him.
让他们充满神的智慧。
That they may be filled with the wisdom of God.
让他们身上都有神的恩典。
That we can see the grace of God upon them.
让神和人喜爱的心都一起增长。
So that they may grow in favor with God and with man.
那这样子我们的教会就有希望了。
So that our church will be prosperous.
将来我们绝对不会找不到为神的国奉献心力的工人。
And we'll have many workers of God in our church.
所以用这段信息跟大家一起勉励。
And so this is the message for mutual encouragement.
我们接下来呢？要进行我们中华教育系的这个结业式。
We'll now have some activities to be led by the RE department.
所以我们就请我们的系负责来主持接下来的活动。
We'll now ask the RE chair to come up. RS Point Silence.
奉主耶稣圣名，开始我们宗教教育系的结业典礼。
In Jesus Christ, we'll begin our RE program.
因为从下个星期开始，所有